We have grave concerns about how it is possible to assess all of these cases individually. People who are on board these vessels will have different stories, they will have different circumstances, and they will give rise to different strengths in their claims to invoke Australia's international obligations.
That's the opposition leader's immigration spokesman, Richard Marles. He's questioning the government for allegedly assessing a group of Tamil asylum seekers at sea and returning them to Sri Lanka earlier this week. Now, refugee advocates say they're stunned the immigration minister's planning to introduce a national interest test for some asylum seekers. What that means is that Scott Morrison will personally look at applications for protection visas on a case-by-case basis. To understand how this might work, I'm now joined by lawyer Kerry Murphy. He's a specialist in immigration law and also at the Australian National University College of Law. Kerry Murphy, welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm well. I've got a cold, but I'm soldiering on.
Now, I'll keep going. You'll be right.
Is Mr. Morrison's actions unlawful at all?
There is a provision in the regulations dealing with protection visas. And the provision is provision 866.226. It says the minister is satisfied the grant of the visa is in the national interest. And it's a clause in the regulation that I've never seen used in over 20 years of work in the area.
So this has just not been used before?
I've never heard of it being used. It's possible that it has been. I've just never heard of it being used. And nobody that I've spoken to in the last few days has ever heard of it being used.
And why do you think he's reviving? I mean, it's there in the law. Why do you think he's using it?
I think it's part of his strategy to build up the pressure to make people, particularly the Senate, accept his temporary protection visa regime.
And how would that work? First of all, I mean, what's interesting to me is how do you define the national interest under the migration regulations?
It's just not defined. That's the big problem. And the recent High Court case, M150, that dealt with the person being sent back to Manus and whether the government could send someone to Manus, there was a question about a national interest test in that case. And the High Court in that case said, oh, the national interest is a political question, which means that basically, maybe, it means what the minister wants it to mean. And that's one of the difficult things, knowing what is the national interest. It's just undefined.
So if they've said this, does that mean that they have any, that a court would have any power of review?
Well, theoretically, the High Court still has power of review under the Constitution, but the question is finding what the grounds of review are, and that's where the challenge will be for practitioners in the field, is to work out what the grounds of review. But I think once the minister's already issued a Q&A type sheet that says, if you want to respond to me making a decision on your case on the basis of national interest, you, the applicant, write to me and tell me why you think it's in the national interest to give you a permanent protection visa, and then I will consider it. So there may be an argument that he's created an onus on himself to consider each case individually, which would be quite interesting. And then as each case will present their separate facts, which are probably going to be quite varied, it's going to create a certain burden on the minister to adequately assess each of those facts. So there may well be some grounds of review. It's all very speculative at the moment. A few lawyers I've spoken with are still exploring what the possibilities are of this. But it really just depends on what facts are presented when someone says, this is why I believe it's in the national interest, and what criteria, if any, the minister then uses to assess that.
So obviously when somebody does apply for asylum seeker status, there's a range of criteria they have to address. Would this be just a new line item of criteria that they would have to address? It's in the national interest for me to get asylum because of X, Y and Z, and then the minister would, the onus would be on them to see whether that was cogent or not?
Look, it may well be. It's a provision that appears towards the end of the protection visa requirements. Sort of, you know, it's one of these things that has been in there for many years, and many of us have seen it there and just ignored it because we never thought anyone would ever worry about it. But it's a provision that's there, and obviously the power is to use it, and this seems to be how he's proposing to do it.
So, for example, if you're a really good cricketer, is that in the national interest?
I would think so at the moment, yeah.
So, definitely. I mean, for example, if for example, you had extraordinary skills that were needed by the country, or, yeah. I mean...
Look, this is where it's a bit unclear, and maybe there's an opportunity for people who have those skills, which technically are irrelevant to the refugee criteria, but maybe someone's a, you know, a top surgeon, or maybe someone is a top person in their particular field of electrical engineering or something, just speculating. And they say, look, I'm going to be a really great contributor to the community because I'll be working in this area and I'll be assisting Australia. Maybe that's the type of argument. I don't know. It's all just guesswork at the moment. And the other aspect to it is there's another power in the Act that says that the minister can issue what's called a conclusive certificate. And once he's issued that certificate, there is no review of his decision in the Refugee Review Tribunal, only in the courts.
Now, Labor is saying that the minister is placing himself above Parliament and the courts. As an immigration lawyer, what do you make of that?
Look, I think this area has always been plagued by ministers, both Labor and Coalition, failing to recognise the importance of the separation of powers in the Constitution. And whenever there's been major wins on behalf of refugees within the courts, the Parliament has swiftly moved to plug those gaps or stop them getting much of a benefit from that. So I think that this struggle between the Parliament, the executive, and the Parliament and the judiciary has been going on for many years. So it's just another part of that particular battle, I think, really.
Thank you so much, Kerry. Thank you so much for coming on RN Drive and trying to explain to us what this means. It still seems very speculative, and certainly will continue to emerge more details potentially over the next couple of weeks about what this might mean.
Yeah, we hope it all comes a bit clearer, and I hope your cold goes away, Rebecca.
So do I. That was Kerry Murphy. He's an expert in immigration law. He's also at the ANU College of Law, talking about this concept of a public interest test in relation to asylum seeker applications.